Continues the Gemara Daf Kuvov Omer Aleph. Two lines from the top. Rav Ashi Omer Tomoy Pogmoy V'Koyshel Brocha Tzorich Shiru Chadim Milsihi. The Gemara is going back. The Gemara said before on Daf Kuv Heyomet Beis. H Maminos from the din that had Nichnas Lebeisa Motze Shabbos, and he only has one cup of wine. So what you do is you first eat in Lava Malka, and you meshalshul the koishal brocha together with havdalah that you make on the birchas hamazon koishal brocha, even though you're eating before havdalah, because in order to have koishal brocha and you only have one kois, you have havdalah together with the birchas hamazon koishal brocha. So the Gemara says from that din shmami know eight things. Zok the Gemara kufheil mit beis, five lines from the bottom. Shmami know miyom aslis and tamna. Shmamino, number one, a mavdal betfilah tzach shavdal lakois. The fact that you daven, you said atichan antonu, you still have to be mavdal lakois. Veshmamino brocha tuna kois. Just because you make birch samozin, you still need a kois also. Veshmamino kois abrocha tzach shir. If you don't need a shir, just take the kois that you have and split it into two. Vice says you need a specific shir. Shmamino amavrocha tzach shiyitoy. It's not enough to make a birch as a kois. You have to actually be toyim. If you're toyim, so you're lacking from the shir. Veshmamino tomoy pogmoy. And the fact that you drank from it, that doesn't mean you can take a sip and continue and now use that same kois for birch samozin. No, because that's poigim the kois. Vishmamino toa mavdil. Toa mavdil, the Rashbam explains, that even though he ate, he still could be mavdil and he doesn't have to now wait till tomorrow, till the next time he eats. Because there's a mandomer that holds that toam ain't a mavdil. But over here, we don't say toam ain't a mavdil, we say toam mavdil. Even though he's toam, he's allowed to be mavdil. Vishmamino daf kuvovam and aleph, oime beis kdushta kois echot. You're saying two kedushas on one kois. You're saying sai birch samozin and sai avdolah. That's two kedushas. Now there is a chiddush over here that maybe it's not really two kedushas because it's not two in yonim like the Magid Mishnah wants to say. It's unlike kiddush of Friday night together with birch samozin of a weekday suda. That's like a two different yonim. That's chavilas. Over here, it's really both going in the ovar. It's birch samozin going in the ovar. And it's havdalah going in the ovar, so maybe that's not two kedushas, not two inyonim. And shemamino oime beis kedushal kois. Maybe this type of two kedushas can be said on the kois because they really want inyon. Like upon him, the Rashbam says, talking about specifically hecha de les le ela kois echot, meaning even though ain't oime beis kedushal kois hecha de leka, we only have one kois. You're allowed to say chavilas. There's no problem. Veshemamino beis shama yevali b'Rabbi Yehuda, because since you make the bracha of Ma'or before Besamim, according to Beis Hillel, it's Besamim and then Ma'or, like we do. So Memela, it's a riot that's going to Beis Shammai. Zog the Gemara, this we got up to. The second line, Daf Kuvov Amud Aleph, from the top. Rav Ashi Omer, Tomoy Pogmoy V'Koshel Brocha Tzor Shiyu Chad Milsihi. These are not two different Shemami knows. It's one thing. The fact that Tomoy Pogmo and Koshel Brocha Tzor Shiyu is one thing. Why? V'Ochi Komar. My time at talking about Pogmoy, the only reason why it's talking about Pogmoy is from the Koishal Brocha Tzach Shir. Meaning, if Koishal Brocha has more than the Shir, then it won't be talking about Pogmoy. It's only because you have exact Shir, and now that you are, you Tzrich HaShir, so Mele talking about Pogmoy. But if ain't a Tzrich HaShir, or if it has more than the Shir, then Tome will not be a problem. Zok the Rashbam, Mishum the Koishal Brocha Tzach Shir, Aval I have a Tvei Mikashir, V'tomoy loy pogmoy, then a mitaka would not be pogimit. Now Tosis explains it's not that he argues on the din of tomoy pogmoy. He's just saying that there's no rai over here that tomoy pogmoy. Zok Tosis in Dibur Masim Shum Dekoyshel Brocha Tzach Shir Rav Asher loy polig amaroy de besomuch v'yisei shapit tomoy pogmoy ela de mehol lekel mish minok omar. There's no rai from here because over here we're talking about that if you have more than the shir, then tomoy is not a rai that it's pogmoy.
Zog the Gemara, Reb Yanke by Idi kopid achatz v'pegima. Reb Yanke by Idi was makpid even on the kad, on the jug, that he cannot be poigimit, he cannot drink from that jug. And the Goyin Bir Hagron, Kuf Pei Beis, explains that the Gemara is over here saying that usually a kad is a kad of mayim. That means he was makpid even for the mezigas hakois, the mayim that you put into the wine to be moizigit, even the mayim cannot be pogum because it goes into the kois of yain because you moizigit. But the parsha Gemara is going on, he's kopit achatz v'pegima, even on the kad of wine that you can't be poigim that. Ravita b'ashishi kopit akos v'pegima, only on the kois. Ma'abravashi kopit afilu achavita p'gimto, even on the chavis, even on the barrel. even on the barrel. And the Rashbam says that we're talking about chaviyas ktanis, but the chaviyas of eitz gdoila, then you don't have to be makpid on. The Mishmur and Kufpei Beis brings deis that hold that to be machmir lechatchila even by chaviyas gdoila. Now the Rashbam over here says two big yisoidis in Dibur Masel kopet akosab gima, the first wide line. Lekiddush al avdolo lebirchas hamazon, that means on the kosher brachu is makpid on the kosher pogum. Whenever there's a tikkun of kosher bracha, not to have a kosher pogum. But if you want to drink that at the end of the day, if you're going to drink that wine, even though it's pogum, it doesn't alleviate and remove the chiv to make a bar piagofen. Avada kosher bracha, you can't make on a kosher pogum agofen. But if you're going to drink it, it's also lahanas ma'ala ma'azib aloi bracha. You have to make agofen. Zokto Rashbam, umiyu, im ein loy ala yayin pogum, mikadish olav, de kopit lechatchila mashma. If you're stuck and the only wine you have is yayin pogum, then you make a bracha even on kois pogum, even kois bracha, because kopit is mashma lechatchila, you shouldn't use kois pogum. But if you have nothing else and you're stuck, you can be mikadish even on yayin pogum. Now Tosef over here brings his Rashbam and has a bam kasha. Zok Tosef is kopit akosa pogima, pirush Rashbam, de kopit lechatchila dafka. Vim ein loy ala pogum yekadish olav. Fekteiz v'teima im ken echi tigul lechol koydem avdola. Why do we say before in the Gemara? Hanichas beitz motzei Shabbos. You only have one kois, so you eat milav malka first, and then you bench and you meshalshul with the benching. The kosher bracha you meshalshul avdola. That you're eating before avdola. Why? Because you don't want to make a avdola first, because then you only have one cup. It's going to be pogum. If pogum is only lechatchila bebediavet, if you're stuck, you're allowed to. So why eat before avdola? Rather, use a kois pogum for birchas hamazon if it's only lechatchila dekedin. So why would you eat before avdola if you have an eitzah? If it's only lechatchila dekedin, so avad b'di'evet, you're drinking from a kois pogum. So why would you eat before avdola? Because you're stuck, you only have kois echod. No, make avdola first, don't eat before avdola, have mila malka afterwards, and bench on the kois pogum. Zok Tosfos miu, Royal Rashbam lismachol b'shasat chak. Meaning, Rashbam l'maisa says this din that it's only chatchila dekedin, and it's royal lismachol of. I have a gemara before that's mashma that you eat before avdola. Royal lismachol Rashbam. Now l'maisa the korban sanel Rabbi Kivega, they answer Tosfos kasha, and it comes out in what they're saying. It's miyush of Tosfos kasha. They say that we're talking about when you have a reis mitzumtzum, so then you're allowed to eat before avdola. Because if you have a reis mitzumtzum, then if you're going to drink from the kois, even though you're making it pogum, but you don't have any more reis left for birchas hamazon. So by reis mitzumtzum in such echad timtza, we say eat before avdola. That's the kois echad. But ein cham, if you have more than a reis, you attack be mavdil, and you will be mavarech later on for birchas hamazon on the kois pguma. Because like we're saying over here, that it's only lechatchila dekedin, and we talk a paskin kufpei beis, that the whole din of kois shel bracha, of kois pogum, is a lechatchila dekedin, but b'yevet, you're allowed to make a bracha even on kois pogum. Zok digmar ton rabbonon, zoch es yom shabbos lekatshoi. Shteit naser sadibres, zoch es yom shabbos lekatshoi. What do we learn from here? Zocheyu ala yayin. And like Tosfos brings, that whenever it says loshon of schira, it's written by wine. It says, zichoy ki yayin levonon. And naskiro dedechem yayin. Poskin shi ashirim. So, since over here the schira is referring to kiddush, so memela zocheyu al yidei yayin lekatshoi. So memela you have wine. Tana rabbanon zochez yom shabbos lekatshoi zocheyu al yayin. Zok demore ein li ela biyoyim. I know this din is gabe yom shabbos. Like I said, zochez yom shabbos lekatshoi. Belaila minayin. How do you know belaila? Zok demore tamal loyma zochez yom shabbos lekatshoi. Meaning the word lekatshoi is the etzem kiddush ayoyim that you do at night. You mekadosh the shabbos. Zog the Gemara belaila minayin. We're making an assumption. Zochezem Shabbos Lekatshoi is a cher liyayin is biyoyim. And then we have a question belaila minayin, and we say Zochezem Shabbos Lekatshoi the Lekatshoi part. The Gemara belaila minayin. What do you mean minayin? Adagabe ikke kedusha belailu kodesh. The ikke kiddush is at night when you mekadosh the yoyim bekinisosoi. The chikodesh chilas yoyim aboy lekedusha. So that's to be the obvious point that we should know. In first instance, not we know the yoim, and now we ask on the laila. Laila is something that's more poshut. Vesu, and in addition, when the Gemara says belaila minayin, the Gemara brings a pasuk of yoim. Vesu le belaila minayin tamlom es zochas yoim. Tani mehada laila vekonosiv lekodi yamama. So the Gemara hachi kom yavtzi as follows: zochas yoim shabbos the katshoy zechel yoim kli sosoy. That's taka the pasuk is going on laila.
Even though it says Yom, it means the Yom HaShabbos that starts at night, Yom HaKadosh. Zecher le'yayim b'knisosay. Ein li'ela b'layla. B'yom inayin haritakinoy, b'kadosh b'yom also. Now, that doesn't mean it's the Raisa. It still can be only the Rabbanu the Kedin, b'yom. But how do you know that you do this at Yom? This asmachtak upon him. Tamil lo'ymar, zochez Yom HaShabbos. So we see over here, it says b'yom. In the first initial drosha is, zochez Yom HaShabbos, the kachoy, that's zecher le'yayin. The b'kadosh the light. How do you know that's Belaila? How do you know B'yoyim? Tamlema Zochas Yoyim HaShabos. Zog Tumor B'yoyim Ma'im Mevorech. What are you talking Mevorech in the daytime? Om Rav Yehuda, Boyre Pri HaGofen. You make a Boyre Pri HaGofen. You don't say the whole Nusach of the Kiddush that you make Kaddish the Shabbos with, like we do Friday night, but you just say Boyre Pri HaGofen in order to show that the Suda is not a regular weekday Suda's Choyl. Because usually you eat, you break bread, you wash, and during the meal, you drink wine. To show that it's not a Suda's Choyl, you make a Kiddush beforehand. That's how the person will explain the bracha Boyre Pri HaGofen that you have in the daytime before the Suda. Now, Zog Teis over here, in the Ramaschal Zocher Le'yayin, Zog Teis says, the Schir Ksiv Le'yayin, Zichu Kiyayin Levonoin, Naskiru Dedechem Yoyin. V'hai Schir Ha'ayin Kiddush. Schir means a Kiddush. Why? The Vayechul Le'yayin Mitzinu Ala Kois, Ela Betfila Vayechul Le'yayin in Shul. Why do we say, besides Vayichul and Shmanes, we also say B'kol Rom after davening? That's only for one instance. That's Nisak and why? My name is Shumi Yontav Shchalis B'Shabbos. I mean, Yontav falls on Shabbos. Shem Ispalem Atav Echatonu. Ve'en Oyme Vayichul B'Tfilah. We don't say Vayichul in Shmanes. So do we second to say it out loud? V'tik Nami Loim B'chol Shabbos Eshloim L'chalik. Once we misakin Yontav, so who had in Yontav Shchalis B'Shabbos? Who had in Yomisakin already all Shabbos? Shloim L'chalik B'in Shabbos L'Shabbos. Now Tosfos continues and says, V'nira de kiddush ala yayin asmachtehi. This whole din of kiddush ala yayin is the rabbono de kedin. With the right to yoytze kiddush by tefillah. Kiddush ala yayin is a rabbono de kedin asmachteh. Now, that means if a person, Dr. Mishmur, is a person, let's say, is mesupik. If he was mekadosh or not, so sofik rabbono lekula, it's a rabbono de kedin. So you're not mevorech misofik. It's a sofik rabbono. That would be many nafkuminis, but it's one of the nafkuminis. It's an asmachta. It's in the rabbanon. Zok teisus v'hodom b'misha meisu. It says in Gemara Brachos that noshem chayos b'kiddush hayom d'vateira. So it says clearly the chayim in kiddush hayom d'vateira. So how do we say over here that the yain is only the rabbanon, the kiddush of the yain? Zok teisus enechanami hayne dafke kiddush hayom and the etzim b'mikadosh the yom is d'vateira. That taka noshem chayoves. Aval ala yayin lo yavel mit rabbonon. The yayin is taken mit rabbonon. And then Tosfos brings on the bottom, for oid, two lines for the end. But sin lemeema, the kiddush ala yayin vaytere, loylem kiddush ala yayin is taken vaytere. Aval hodo oma vorech tzoch shi yitoim, zeo mit rabbonon. The rabbonon part is that the mevorech tzoch shi yitoim. But the etzim yayin is the tzadik won't say that that's taken vaytere. Now this din of kiddush hayoim, which is Friday night, mekadosh the yoim, and kiddush in the yoim, which we're saying now in the Gemara is only Boyre Pri HaGofen, so it's brought on B'Shem de Biskarov that is yesodis like a difference between Kiddush Rabba, which is in the daytime, and Kiddush Mekadosh de Yoyim at night. Because Yom at night is the Reis Ataka. So over there, this is a din of Vortzach Shiyitoyim, and you might see everyone with the Kiddush, but that's enough to drink. Masha'inkin in the daytime, being that it's only the Rabbonon, there's a chiyuv for every person to drink, malilugmov, or betziruf at least. Why is it more chomer than Lel Shabbos? After all, one is the rice and this on the Rabbonon. How could the Rabbonon be more chomer? The Teretz is, brought down Bishmoyim, Shmir Shabbos Gachosa brings, and others bring, that since the whole purpose of this Kiddush is to show that it's not a regular weekday Suda, Varaya, I'm having Hagofen before. So every individual has to show it's not a Suda's Choyl. So Mele, there's a din you have to drink. Mashekin Lel Shabbos, over there it's B'knisosoy, one person's Mekadosh and drinks, and he's Moitzi everyone else. Mashekin over here it's a, to show Gufa that it's not a Suda's Choyl. How do I show? By someone else drinking, how do I show? So every individual has to drink, Taka. That's the Indian of drinking, Dafki says, even more by Shabbos day and at night. Others explain, the Pshat and the Biskrov is, the Birchus Avrom, is that it's a regular Birchus Hanenin. So if it's a regular Birchus Hanenin, So really, Birchus Hanenin, you're only Yoytze if you yourself drink. I can't be Yoytze Birchus Hanenin, Adi Shmei Koina. By Lil Shabbos, with the Birchus HaMitzvahs, so Mele, You don't have to drink. Mashenga by Birch Sanenen, you can't be Yoita Deshmer Koine like Belo Shabbos. So, Mela, that's why each person has to drink. Now, is it a regular Birch Sanenen? It's not so posh that it is because we pass at the end of the day, this is an Arvis for Shabbos Kiddush in the daytime also. It's not a regular Birch Sanenen, it's also Birch Samitzes. But a Kabonim, it's more Birch Sanenen than a regular Friday night Kiddush, and that's why there's an Indian that each person drink.
Another enough community between Kiddush Rabba, which is Kiddush in the daytime, and Knisosoi, which is the Mekadosh the Yoim, is that the Beis Yosef brings that if you legabre din of Kiddush Makom Suda, he brings Lamoshal that if you drink a Revius a Yayin, that's also called Kiddush Makom Suda. Kiddush Makom Suda is pas, but Zok the Beis Yosef Revius a Yayin makes it a Makom Suda, and based on that, the Magen Avraham says that even Minei Targima would be called Kiddush Makom Suda. Upon him, this whole din of Kiddush Makom Suda, we're not soimich on the Magen Avraham. No one has a mezainis Friday night. By a Kiddush Shabbos day, we are soimich on that. Why are we not soimich on it Friday night? The Teretz is goofed this difference. Since it's a night, is it the rice of the Kedin? So we're not soimich on this din of Kiddush Makom Suda to be considered Makom Suda when you have Minei Targima. Masha Enkein for Shabbos daytime, which is the Rabbonon, so we take a soimich on this din of the Magen Avraham, as there's Dr. Ein Yitzchok, if it's Gachonon, why taka we don't just drink Kiddush and make Mezoinus Friday night to be Yotze? No. Dafka by Kiddush, which is the Rabbonon de Kedin, then we're soimich on his din, that even that's called Kiddush Makom Suda. But for the Raisa, we're not soimich on that. Zog the Chazanish, there is one afkamina where at night you can be soimich on this also. Lamashal, in Yeshivas, the Minigis, and Chistera, during that Kofas, they make Kiddush. At night, you have to, usually we have pass. How come over at night over here, suddenly you have Mezoinus? There it is, because Yontif is taka the Rabbonon de Kedin. It's not the regular Zecher or Leyaim B'Knisos, if it's Yossi like you have by Shabbos. Since Yontif is the Rabbonon de Kiddush, so Melu we taka Seymach on this Mogen Avram, and that's Pshat Zog the Chaznish and Minig HaYeshivas, to at night, which night? Yontif at night, Simchas Torah by night, we taka have the Kiddush, and even though it's Minei Targima or it's Mezoinus, it's not the regular pas that we always have at night. Now, Lahalocha, we taka paskin that even Kiddush Rabbah, it's not a regular Birch Sanenen, it's taka Birch Samitzes, like we said in Reish Ayin Gimel, and Akoponim et Shaykh din Arvis, Afa B'Sheyotza Moitzi. Zog the Gemara, Rav Ashi Ikla Mechuza. Rav Ashi came to the city of Mechuza. Omru Leili Kaddish Lon Ma'al Kiddush Rabbah. They asked him to make Kaddish Kiddush Rabbah, which was in the daytime. Havu Leili, they brought him the cup to make Kiddush on. Sova Amai Niyu Kiddush Rabbah. He wasn't sure exactly what Kiddush Rabbah is. Omai, he said to himself, Michdi Kol HaBrachas Kulun Bo'epi Agof and Ami Bereisha. All brachas, all birchas hamitzvahs, all koises, you always make a birchas hagofen first. Even at night you make a birchas hagofen. So Omar, and then I'll see, Omar birchas hagofen, the agid bay, and I'll stretch out the hagofen, and I'll look and peek and see what the people are doing. If the people are motioning for me to continue, I'll continue. Like Kiddusha, like I say, Mekadosh the Yoyim in the daytime also. And if they're about to drink, I know it's not only birchas hagofen. The agid bay, and I stretched it. Chazia, he saw lahusava de gochin vishosi. He saw an older person that was bending down and starting to drink. So he saw that it's taka over only by pia gofen. Korea nafshe hachochem ena beroishoi. The chochem is ena beroishoi. I had eyes on my forehead. I was able to peek out and see what other people are doing. So the pashtus is that the person taka was gochin vishosi. The Ritva says doesn't mean the person actually drank. He just stretched out his hand towards his own cup that he had in front of him, and he was about to drink. Because drinking before the Mekadosh drinks is a whole sugya Tais discusses. If you're allowed to drink before the Mekadosh, by Tzias Abbas, by Yain, we'll see in a second. But Kaponim, it's not a raya he drank, even though it says Gochem Vashosi, it means he bent in order to take his cup, Dr. Ritva. But what he was able to derive is that the Hagofen is where it ends, and you don't need anything more than that. So before we see Tais, Rashbam says Kiddush Rabbah. Why is it called Kiddush Rabbah? Boyepi Hagofen. The kolik kedusha rabba da kulik kedusha kamilei, meaning on all kedushim we always say boy pi agofen. That's why it's called rabba. The Tesirid and the Ran say that the reason why it says kedusha rabba, it's called kedusha rabba, is like a lashon saginar. Saginar is referring to a blind person. What's saginar? Saginar means an abundance of light. It's the opposite. So here also, it's called kedusha rabba because it's really a kedusha ketana. It's really only a hagofen. It's not more than that. So we say lashon saginar, we call it kedusha rabba. Rabbeinu David brings, b'shem is Rebbe, the Ramban, b'shem Moiroi, that there's a soid nelam, why it's called Kiddush Rabbah, and he doesn't say the reason. Sagt das man weiter, weil agit bei herich bei ladasi misarev, echot mehem lishtois, und bekach joven vom derwil de dus, de boi pia goffin reginen loima vissu loi. Shim loi kein, hoi oima loi le kadish kudu godl shal lailuk minogon, otherwise they would motion them and continue and say kidusha le laila. Sagt das es, have a gochin vishossi, veim toima, de perek schloish ochlu am ginon. How did this old person drink? So according to Ritva, he only stretched. But according to Pashas, he drank, or even he was stretched in order to drink. You're not allowed to drink till the Mavarich drinks. That's only gezok by pas. By pas, you have to wait till the Mavarich Beitzea himself takes a bite. He's allowed to cut meanwhile, he's allowed to give out, but his bite has to be taken before the other people. Aval kiddush ein choyver lishtois la mevorech ein tzoch lahaptin. Kiddush is never a chiyah for the mevorech to drink. Someone else can drink in his place. So if that's the case, then you don't have to take a wait for the mevorech. Umiyu zoktesis, even though we're saying difference between kiddush and pas, that kiddush no chiyah be'etzem to drink mitzad the mevorech. Masha'enkein, mevorech tzoch shiitim could be anyone. Masha'enkein pas, you have to have the mevorech eat first. In the Yerushalmi state, nishta zoim. Ibu Yerushalmi de brochus amre ba'aba b'shem rav, besubin asurin litoim, achi yitam amavoich. Reb Shua ben Levi oimel, shoysin apish loy shoso. V'loy pligi ma'ad omer rabavo, kshoy kulon tzkukin l'kois echot. When rabavo said, that they're not allowed to drink, is talking about kshoy kulon tzkukin l'kois echot. Ma'ad omer Reb Shua, that's what Reb Shua said, that shoysin apish loy shoso, he's talking about Kshesh Cholechot Koysa B'yodoi. So he differentiates. If every person has their own cup in front of them, they're allowed to drink before the Mevorech. If they don't, and they need that one cup from the Mevorech, then they have to wait. Umash Benami, im ein Koysa B'yodoi, afilu shofchim Koys Broch le Koys Acherim, ein lam lita machitam Mevorech. Even if they don't have their own cup, and if they're not waiting for his cup, even if he pours it to other people's cups, like we do, they shouldn't drink until Shitam Mevorech. Avol kshesh chol echot kois ein tzoch lahamtin. V'lekach alav agochim v'shossi. He taka at his own kois. He's answering. Kong to Rishalmi. If you have your own kois, you don't have to wait. He taka at his own kois. So that's what he bent on in order to drink. U'mikan zok teis abig yisoyed li yesh lo chiyach. She ein tzoch lishmach mi kois shal brocha l'sha koises. V'etzim kois shal brocha does not have to be drunk by the other people. V'orai you can have your own kois in front of you. Like over here. He had his own kois in front of him. If you have your own kois in front of you, you don't have to wait. But in no Indian, you have to drink dafka from the kois shabrocha. Yes, the Gemara says kois shabrocha meshagel leishtoi. There's a mile in the kois shabrocha. But over here, we're saying the guy they're drinking, you don't have to drink from that cup. Umiu hech the pkima, but if it's pogum, then tzoch lishmach menon shah koises, kdeish ishtu kulam mi kois shayin a pogum. If the kois is pogum, then you want to take from a kois that's not pogum. So then you taka want to take from the varach's kois if your kois is pogum. Afgab the steel my akv the gamin fek machol ma'arvin the steel is not my akv the gam by moitzi yesh lachich mirushalmi yesh cholechet kikoroi by moitzi too, and that's with Chaim's minik taka that the mevorich was by tzea and every person had in front of him two bilklach too im yesh cholechet kikoroi ain't zoch lahamtin then you have to wait va'oicha cholechet mishloi va'odam atoylu boch the Gemara says in brachas take that means he gave out the bread his mashma that they didn't have their own. Then they waited. V'amrina nami balabais b'tzeak deshiv to b'ayin yofet. Mashmi gives b'ayin yofet to the people. The mashmi she'enochin ela mashmi mechalag lem. Ma'irib she'en kikul lefon lefnei kol echad. If they don't have their own. If they don't have their own, then tak dependent on the balabais being b'tzea b'ayin yofet. But if you have your own, then you tak you don't need to wait for him. Inami zakteis b'shabes when she'en lam lechem mishnah. They need him because they need the lechem mishnah. Da'as trichin lechol mibtziyosoi. And that was tak the minig Reb Chaim had. I believe it's brought down that every individual that was listening to the B'tzias HaPas of the Balabais had their own kikoros in front of them. Zog the Gemara, Amri b'nei Reb Chiya, Mishloi hivdu Motzei Shabbos, if someone did not make Avdolah Motzei Shabbos, Mavdu v'hoilu b'chol HaShabbos kuloi. He can make the whole week, which means till Yom Dalet, which means Tuesday night. V'ad kama, until when? Om Reb Zera ad Revi b'Shabbos, until Tuesday night. Ki hodu Yosef Reb Zera kamei de Rav Asi, v'amil Rav Asi kamei de Rav Yechon. V'yosef kom al inin gitin, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is considered after Shabbos. Av Chamisha Maila Yoima is considered Kami Shabbat, is considered before Shabbos. So Dr. Shbam, the Nafkamina is, if someone says, Harei ze gitech, amra shititli rei zuz, you give me 200 zuz, after Shabbos, or if you tell me, amra shititli koim Shabbos, so after Shabbos means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so that's the kiyum of the Tanai, and before Shabbos means
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That'll be the nafkamina. And the Rambam says not the nafkamina. Someone says kisvu to get leishti laacha Shabbos, so it has to be dafka Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. If he says is kisvu to get leishti koinim Shabbos, that's be dafka Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That'll be the nafkamina legabi gittin. Zok di Gemara, the last Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yanka ba'idi ava loy al ha'ur. Meaning, this that we say Matzah Shabbos, he can be mashlim until Tuesday night, is the gabi the etzem havdola. Mashengla the bircha moira eish on the ur, there's no din of ashlama that you only do Matzah Shabbos. Zok der Hashbam, avaloy ala ur, im loy bircha la neel boir moira eish, but Matzah Shabbos shudeh mevorech. Kach nigri atam, hadover, kretali mokam shenogu, em mevorech moi ela belel Matzah Shabbos. Why? Hoil v'tchilat b'yosihi. The reason is because it's the Tchilas B'Yosi we make on Matzah Shabbos. That's when fire was created. So Mamele there's no din until Tuesday. Now Rabbi Kvega brings down in B'Shem Chachmei Prague in Reish Tzalites in Hagois that this whole din that you have Hashlama is only on the Shabbos. Masha'enken Avdolah of Yontif, of Matzah Yontif, there's no din Hashlama. Maybe on the next morning there's a din Hashlama. Some places in Northern Europe, they make always Avdolah in the morning. But the morning is because Yoyim HaLech HaChalaylo. But afazoy vay to have a din hashlama that yitaka don't have. So there's no din hashlama by ur, and there's no din hashlama zok b'kvega by havdolah of matzah yontev, meaning until Tuesday. Right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid. Omer Rav Bruno, Omer Rav, hanoitel loy yikadesh.